From North State Public Radio, I'm Jamie Jiang with your headlines for Tuesday, January 31st. Paradise Holiday Market had its last day on Friday. The grocery store off Skyway was a staple of the community. Brad Asklund is the CEO and president of North State Grocery, which owns Holiday Market. Asklund says Paradise was never a particularly profitable location, but after the campfire, it became unsustainable to do business there.
We lost, you know, probably 35 to 40% of our business at that time. So we gave it the best go we could for 4 years, but being a 100% employee owned company, you know, we have to make decisions that are in the best interest of our employee owners.
North State Grocery offered all employees of Paradise Holiday Market a job transfer to another store owned by the company in the North State. Rebecca Sullivan grew up in Paradise and is the former store leader there. She says the market represents a piece of old Paradise, but she hopes employees and residents will eventually move forward.
This store represents a lot of Paradise, and so Paradise is very attached to it. So that's been rough, but I've been through this before, so I know that everyone will go to their new store, they'll make new friends, they'll make new favorite customers, and life will go on slowly but surely.
Holiday Market in Paradise is the first grocery store North State Grocery has had to close in 15 years, according to the company. Tyree Nichols, the former Sacramento man who was beaten and killed by Memphis police officers, was remembered on Monday night at one of his favorite skate parks in the city. Friends and family of Nichols held a candlelight vigil in his honor on Monday night. CAP Radio's race and equity reporter Sarah Mises-Tan has more.
29-year-old Tyree Nichols will be remembered as an avid skateboarder who could make anyone laugh. A vigil to remember his legacy was held at his favorite skate park in North Natomas, where dozens of his friends and family members turned out to say prayers and remember him as a father and role model. Youth activist Barry Axias says he hopes Nichols will be remembered not for the way he was killed, but for the life he lived.
The person that we saw be brutally murdered by police was not who he was. Who he was a bright, free-spirited young man that loved skateboarding, that loved living, that was a genuinely good young man that didn't deserve a merciless gang-banging kind of killing by law enforcement.
Axias says he and others will continue to call for stronger police reforms nationwide. In Sacramento, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Sacramento City Council member Lisa Kaplan represents the district where Nichols grew up. She attended the vigil as well. Kaplan says Regency Community Skate Park was his home turf.
This is Tyree's park. He would come out and skate here with friends. He lived in the community. If you were here when sunset, you would see why he loved this place. It offers incredible photography, incredible sunsets, and skating, all the things he loved.
Many of the Memphis police officers involved in the fatal beating of Nichols have been charged with second-degree murder. And from the CalMatters newsroom, more than $35 million have been stolen from some of the state's most vulnerable residents. That's because the debit cards that California uses to send financial assistance are too easy to exploit. CalMatters reporter Jeannie Kwong says the state is trying to make it easier for these theft victims to get their money back.
I spoke with multiple people who had their benefits drained more than once, sometimes minutes after the funds hit their accounts. For some, it took weeks to get the money replaced, a delay that can mean being short on grocery money or falling behind on rent. Now, the state has reduced the number of steps victims have to take to replace the stolen benefits. But the main problem is that electronic benefits cards don't have security chips, which have been a consumer protection standard for years. And it's still unclear when the state will make that upgrade, since lawmakers have to approve budget funding first.
That's CalMatters' Jeannie Kwong. In other California news, California officials have announced a roadmap to eliminate high-risk pesticides and move toward healthier, more sustainable options. CAP Radio's Manola Sakaita has more.
This plan has been years in the making. In 2019, California's EPA moved to ban chlorpyrifos, a pesticide known for its harmful health impacts. The state also convened a work group, including farm workers and public health researchers, to look at safer alternatives to the harmful pesticide. Julie Henderson is the director of the state's Department of Pesticide Regulation.
One of the recommendations that that group shared was that the state really should have a more system-wide approach to how we're managing risks associated with pesticides as opposed to looking at one pesticide and then another.
That decision led to the roadmap. In it, the state promises to eliminate the use of the highest risk pesticides and replace them with more sustainable options by 2050. Henderson says the agricultural use of pesticides is a big focus, but so is its use at home.
The majority of pesticide illnesses reported to us are household non-agricultural uses.
The roadmap is open for public comments until March 13th. In Sacramento, I'm Anola Sakaita.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, January 31st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. And if you missed it, Governor Gavin Newsom's signature care court plan is being challenged by civil rights groups in court. You can hear that story in yesterday's headlines or at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.